Welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 7. And the temple, when it was being built, was built with stone, finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was had in the temple while it was being built. I do hope that you understand what is being presented here. When the temple was being built, the real work was done at the quarry. So at the temple site, there was no noise. It was very quiet. And yet they are building a gigantic structure. It took 7 years to build the temple. But if you go to the temple site, you won't hear a noise. Today, if you go to any construction site, you will hear noise. But thank God, there is technology today. They have fabricated constructions where it has been fabricated. They just bring it to that point. But nonetheless, in most cases, you will discover that there is so much noise at construction sites. God is showing us a lot of things here. Let me just highlight 3 things. Number one, the Lord is showing us how He's preparing us for eternity. This side of time is our quarry time. Then in eternity is where we will fit into the temple, because we are God's building. So that is why there are things that you are going through here on earth that you may never find explanation for. It is because of what you are going to be in the house of God in eternity. Some people are going to be windows. Some people are going to be doors. People are going to be stairs. You know, so some are going to be pillars. Now, if you are going to be something there, it will affect your preparation here. You may go through things that other people are not going through. It is because what you will be, where God wants to fix you in eternity, requires the training that you are going through. That's why sometimes you go through some challenges and you can find no explanation. You don't even understand it. When you get to eternity, you will understand it. To you, it doesn't just make sense. What does God want to gain in all of this? Why am I afflicted this way? Why am I going through certain things this way? Let me tell you, if your life is being lived in accordance with God's will, and the hand of God has directed you into the wilderness, there is a purpose for it in eternity. In eternity, there will be no noise. You will fit in perfectly to where God is preparing you. Number two, it's also showing us our fellowship. Everybody must individually experience a quarry before they can fit in properly into fellowship. Fellowship is the collection of our experience before Jesus. But today, there are a lot of people that they do not have a personal experience for Jesus, but they want to depend on a corporate experience. They basically do not have a personal walk with the Lord. Their walk with God is actually a corporate walk. So they just join us. And some can be so committed, they don't miss any program. You see, that is not true fellowship. True fellowship starts with each person experiencing Jesus. When we then come together, it becomes easier for us to flow. There will be no noise. You won't find disruption, because each person had been dealt with. Let me tell you, when two believers who are truly experienced Jesus, when they meet for the first time, they can talk as if they've known each other for years. It's because each one had gone to quarry. And so they can then fit in. So you can never really fit in into fellowship until you have had proper experience at the quarry. The third thing is ministry. Ministry is not the place where there should be noise. It is at the quarry. Anybody that God is calling into ministry, you must first experience the quarry. You see, at the quarry site, there will be noise. There will be breaking. There will be cutting. But by the time you are ready, at the temple site, God simply fits you in. That's how ministry is also. That's how ministry is. That God will deal with you in the secret. God will deal with you in time. See, people spent time, decades, preparing for the call of God. Did you know it took Moses 40 years to walk into the call of God? It took Joseph 13 years. It took David about 12 years. It took Jesus 30 years. Today, I see people, they just want to wake up and start doing ministry. They think ministry is about helping God. And then you have a lot of men of God today that their own idea of ministry, they want to raise people as if they are baking bread. There's a ministry that had been criticizing music ministers for collecting money. That same man, he is also organizing school of ministry, asking people to pay £150 for maybe 2 weeks or one course training. And like, do you want to, and he says he wants to produce ministers of God. You want to produce ministers for God, you are collecting money. That means if they don't have money, they won't become ministers of God. And then you want to produce ministers of God in 2 weeks. We are just deceiving ourselves. There's a query site. And only the Holy Spirit can orchestrate the query site for individual. He is the one that knows what individuals will go through. See, there are some people, they don't need to be tempted with not having a child in marriage. It will not move them. They have conquered it. But there are some people that will be the issue, because having a child is an idol in their heart. So they may experience delay. See, it's God that knows who we are and what he's preparing us for. The Bible says we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works that had been beforehand ordained for us. We are not looking for what to do. What to do had been ordained. We only walk through it. So brethren, understand this query mystery that God is showing us in through this one story. Is showing us how we are being prepared for whatever he wants us to fit in, whether fellowship, whether ministry, and most importantly, what we will be in eternity. So understand why certain situations, you won't understand it in time. But in eternity, by the time you fit in into that place, into the city that God is going to make you in, to put you in charge, you will then understand why you were on earth, you went through certain things that didn't make sense to you. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.